Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, March 26th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Residents in a small Kings County city will soon have a major decision on their hands. Should they recall a majority of its city council?
The recall did not come out of nowhere. It is the result of years of ignored residents, secrecy, and financial mismanagement.
Coming up, we'll learn more about what's behind a recall effort and other turmoil in the city of Avenal. But first, these headlines. California sent a final notice to over a dozen cities and counties on Wednesday, urging them to comply with state housing laws. The state says those areas are not meeting requirements to build housing that meets all income levels. The state also says it will sue if the cities and counties do not respond with their plans within a month. Most of the cities and counties that were targeted are in the Valley and include Hanford, Avenal, and Merced. Supervisors in Kern County have approved a project to build a massive solar farm. The Kern County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to approve the so-called Button Bush Solar and Storage Project. Supervisors say at its peak, the project would generate 1,300 jobs and give the county $1.5 billion in tax revenue. The project would be located along Interstate 5 west of Shafter. A bill introduced at the state capitol calls for the state to reimburse child care providers for what advocates say is the true cost of care. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The bill would require the California Department of Social Services to establish a clear timeline for lawmakers to increase provider reimbursement rates and give regular updates on the increases. Democratic Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry, who introduced the bill, says current rates don't adequately cover costs.
It brings transparency to the process, holds the state accountable, and keeps the focus where it belongs.
Right.
On getting to a system that reflects the true cost of care.
Yes. Nancy Harvey, a child care provider in Oakland, says rising prices have made her job harder.
When I go to the grocery store to buy healthy, nutritious meals for the children in my care, it's more expensive than ever. Do I even need to bring up the cost of gas?
Child care providers have also raised concerns about losing business to California's Universal TK program. The bill is pending in the Assembly Human Services Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove says she's disappointed after a Senate committee voted down a bill to protect houses of worship. The bill was voted down in a party-line vote. Grove, who represents parts of Fresno and Bakersfield, introduced the bill after several instances of disruptions or attacks on religious buildings recently. She says the bill would have strengthened protections for churches, synagogues, and other places of worship. It would have increased penalties for intentional intimidation and interference. Governor Gavin Newsom says he has terminated 18 outdated emergency declarations that were active across the state. The emergency orders were put in place to respond to various disasters dating back to the last decade. In the Central Sierra Nevada region, the orders related to wildfires. Newsom said he made the move in consultation with local jurisdictions where emergencies were no longer present.
Your news day doesn't have to end after Central Valley Daily. Check out KVPR's broadcast, where you'll get top headlines, in-depth analysis, and some fun pop culture coverage. Stream KVPR online at kvpr.org or through your smart speaker.
And now to our main story. In the small Kings County town of Avenal, city leaders are embroiled in a very messy dispute. The majority of its city council members are facing a recall by residents. The city is also being sued by the county, with the city suing the county back. And a lot of this messiness stems from a public safety measure that most people take for granted. KVPR's Jonathan Linden visited Avenal to understand how this all started.
On a recent drive on the edge of the city of Avenal, I was reminded of that classic Windows XP computer wallpaper, the one with lush green, beautiful rolling hills, and the sky filled with white, puffy clouds. When I make it in the town, I meet Delilah Barajas.
Excuse the mess of my car.
No.
Barajas was born and raised in Avenal, and she's giving me a tour.
So the first place I'm gonna take you to is going to be where the old hospital was. It's turned into a police station now.
On one side of town is a landfill, on the other, a prison, which makes up about a third of the city's 14,000 residents. I'm meeting with Barajas because she helped spearhead a recall election here. Residents will soon decide whether to kick out of office four of its five council members, including the mayor.
The recall did not come out of nowhere. It is the result of years of ignored residents, secrecy and financial mismanagement, intimidation, and failure to protect the public safety.
And a lot of this revolves around something very basic, funding for the fire department. Right now, Avenal doesn't have its own fire department. It gets fire services from Kings County. Up until recently, the city was paying $425,000 a year. But last year, that changed. The county said the yearly fee would increase to nearly $1.1 million. Yes, that's more than double the cost. And so that prompted city leaders to talk about creating their own fire department.
In the long term, it's sustainability. And looking what I've tried doing the past 5 years is finding ways to bring services in-house.
That's Avenal City Manager Anthony Lopez. Last May, he and the city council proposed starting a volunteer fire department.
So in wanting to start with the volunteer fire department, it wasn't to be exclusively non-paid. We intended to provide stipends, and we provided and hoped over time as we established it more, be able to make full-time jobs out of it.
But that idea did not go over well with residents. Why? Some were concerned that volunteer firefighters would not be as qualified for the jobs as professionals. Others just wanted the public to be part of the conversation. That includes Ginger Wallace.
They won't listen to what the community says.
Wallace also helped organize this recall, and I met her at an Avenal coffee shop. Wallace says she and others didn't feel like city leaders listened to their concerns.
They're just too comfortable in what they're doing and thinking that this city is like their gym to play and have fun. And it's not. You got people's lives at stake here.
And it's not just recall organizers claiming a lack of transparency. It's also the Kings County District Attorney, Sarah Hacker. Here she is speaking to the Fresno Bee.
It's important for our government to act openly and transparently. And the people that we vote into governing bodies like the City Council should act openly.
In a December lawsuit, Hacker claims the city violated a public meeting law known as the Brown Act. The filing also alleges city leaders did not properly involve the public in fire department conversations. As for the recall effort, the county chose the election date, and in response, the city sued the county back. City Manager Anthony Lopez spoke to me over the phone.
The city has asserted that at no point have we ever relinquished our own authority to manage our own elections.
Lopez says he feels certain that the law is on the city's side. For now, Kings County continues to provide Avenal's fire services. But Lopez says the city is assembling its own fire crew, one with full-time firefighters and not volunteers. And we'll see if Avenal's residents agree with that vision on Election Day, which is planned for April 28th. For KVPR News, I'm Jonathan Linden.
And Jonathan joins me now to chat a bit more about his reporting. Hey, Jonathan, nice to have you in the studio today.
Yeah, it's nice to be on this side of the glass today. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, I'm curious to know how common it is for a city to not have its own fire department.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good question. So it's definitely more common than you would think. It's not necessarily unusual for a county or Cal Fire to step in for a city's fire services. A few examples of this outside of Avenal would be the Kern County Fire Department. They provide fire services for California City. Kern County actually just took over for the city this past December. A few other examples I could find include Madera, which contracts its fire services through Cal Fire, and Fowler, Huron, and Mendota. All of them get their fire services through the Fresno County Fire Protection District, which, not to make this too confusing, but that district also receives services through Cal Fire. So those cities receive fire services through the Fresno County Fire District, which in turn receives services through Cal Fire.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot to keep track of.
Yes. And I also do want to note, too, about volunteer fire departments, since that is a part of this story. There are actually quite a few cities in the Central Valley that have volunteer fire departments. That includes Hanford, Fireball, Chowchilla, and Los Banos. And from my understanding and research, it seems like a lot of these fire departments have at least a few paid staff members, but then the rest of their team is volunteers.
And you actually spoke with a few of Avenal's city council members, including the mayor. What did they have to say about all of this?
Yeah, so for this reporting, I actually spoke with Avenal Mayor Alvaro Preciado and city council member Ricardo Verdugo. First, as mentioned in my story, Mayor Preciado is one of the people up for potential recall. When I asked him about the recall, he was against it, and he also raised questions about how the organizers were collecting the signatures for the recall.
I'm really concerned the way they supposedly gathered the signatures, because some community members have come to me saying that they were lying about signing the petition.
I do want to acknowledge that I heard this from some other folks as well, but I was never presented with any definitive proof that that's actually what happened, that any foul play happened. And the Kings County Elections Department says they went through all the petitions and that they verified the necessary signatures for each member up for recall.
Well, what did you hear from the council member?
Yeah, so I also chatted with council member Ricardo Verdugo. He's the only council member who is not up for recall. In my conversation with him, he echoed much of what I've heard from the organizers of the recall. He thought the city manager and mayor could have been more transparent with the public about this whole fire department issue.
They weren't being very transparent to the community. Things that needed, that the community was told or asked, they weren't being up front with a lot of the stuff that with this fire contract or this fire situation.
Also, interesting side note to all of this, Francisco Lopez, he's the brother of the city manager of Avenal. He actually started a petition to recall Councilmember Verdugo, the only member not up for recall, but Francisco actually later withdrew that recall petition.
Okay. Well, you end the story by saying that city leaders are still moving forward with plans to create their own fire department. So what's the outlook for that option if the county is still under contract for fire services?
Yeah, so speaking with the city manager, the city seems to be moving full steam ahead with starting its own fire department. They just hired a fire chief to lead the department, and they hope that the chief will start helping put everything all together. At some point in the near future, though, the city will notify the county that it will be terminating fire services with them, and over a period of time, the city will then transition to fully providing fire services through the city itself.
Central Valley Daily producer Jonathan Linden, thanks for going out in the field and producing this reporting for us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liz. It was nice to be on this side of things. Yeah.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden, Carrie Klein, and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.